This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriots come hard. He fires to the right, and it is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, and all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back-to-back, three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots take on the New York Jets.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome, everybody, to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Week 7 of the NFL season, the Patriots take on the New York Jets today. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart.
Band's back together.
It's all back together. We're feeling like a cohesive unit, but we don't really have everybody because the poll center is vacated today. So I'll be reading the polls today instead of our good friend Darren Hartwell, who, if he was here, would be bragging about a win for his college football team, Andy. So I will have to do that for him, I guess.
We won the battle for the basement. We didn't win the game, but I think we pretty much locked up the basement in the NESCAC for this year.
Darren Hartwell's boy, A. Marski, had a big game.
Jumbo's not exactly... What are we up to? 27 in a row we've lost? 26?
Wow.
I'm
going to
stop
bad.
Count. No, oh, yeah. Literally.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that many games.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought that up.
I believe it's the longest losing streak in the country.
That's painful.
We're still a good distance. We're about 2 years away from the all-time record.
Prairie View A&M.
I think it's like 42 or 43, but yeah, it's
lucky,
a little salt in the wound.
Lucky for you guys, you only play 8 games.
Yeah. That is true. It takes longer to accumulate those.
Wow. All right, well, it is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We are getting ready for Patriots-Jets today, and we want you to be a part of it. So jump on board if you want to call. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. That's 855-PATS-500. If you want to send in an email, we'll be taking those throughout the course of the show at webradio@patriots.com. And if you want to tweet, send out your tweets with the hashtag PPGS for the pregame social. Let's start with this. Patriots seem to be getting a little bit thin here with all the injuries that they are dealing with. Start on the defensive side of the ball. Does this change the way they play defense?
I think so. I mean, you don't have Aqib Talib. We've talked about it all year. He is arguably the MVP of this team. Paul Perillo has anointed him the 6-game defensive player of the year in the National Football League. I don't see how you can't change when you don't have a guy to match up. Now, today it might not be obvious because you don't really have a guy on the other side of the football to match up with. You don't have a lot of weapons to really worry about. So I'm not sure it matters today, but if Aqib Talib is out of the lineup moving forward, that, to me, more than Wilfork, more than Mayo, will be the reason why they look differently on defense.
And I do think it'll change the way they play defense, Beadle, because I feel like he's been able to do some things locking up at times, and they haven't done it exclusively. It hasn't been 100% of the plays where he's locked up one-on-one, but they have that ability to do so. And I'm not sure that if you're facing a guy like Julio Jones that you want to ever lock up somebody that's remaining one-on-one with him. And they were able to do that at least for a percentage of plays. So I do think it changes the way they play overall.
How big of a loss is it losing Jerod Mayo for the rest of the season? At the start of the year, I called him the most overrated Patriot. Remember that?
Yeah, but now he's gone and you're a, feedy pajama Patriot fan.
So not at all.
Now it's a huge loss.
No,
I would
he just
not
goes to the Felger School of Broadcasting, where that he's gone, it's important because it's good talk radio topic.
No. I still believe that is true, the overrated part, but that means that he's just getting a rating higher than what he deserves. He's still a very good player. He's just overrated.
Yeah,
Both can be true.
I used to lead that he's overrated. In my opinion, in the last year and a half, he hasn't been overrated. I think he's developed into the guy he should have been.
If this was the Felger School of Broadcasting, I would never have mentioned what I had said at the start of the season. That would have been long lost, and I would have
Unless
forgotten.
You were right.
Of course.
Then you obviously
there you
would
go.
Beat me over the head with it like a Brandon Spikes post-play
learning.
Celebration.
Now you know what it's all about. But how big of a loss?
Well, I think it's big. I mean, I don't think they have a lot of depth there, even though people say, Jamie Collins, he was your number two pick, and your second round pick, your first overall pick. We'll just play him. Well, yeah, he's a defensive end transitioning to linebacker who's played minimal this year, who is a long, lean athlete who they've used sort of in coverage, but every down, and you know, I don't feel all that comfortable with Jamie Collins out there every down. I feel better about actually the thing that everybody's talking about, the defensive play caller, the green dot guy. I'm pretty sure Dante Hightower can handle that. You know, coming from the Nick Saban defense, doing it there, being here a year and a half, played every game last year that, you know, basically, I feel fine with that. I just think, you know, it's sort of like the Wes Welker. Okay, he's overlooked. He's not as good as maybe as the hype is, but he rolls out of bed and gets 100 catches. Jerod Mayo rolls out of bed and gets 140 tackles. You still have to replace those, even if they're 7 yards downfield.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more concerned about the other stuff that Andy isn't in terms of Hightower, but I agree with him in that the bigger loss to me is the reliability. You know what you're going to get out of Mayo. I kind of agree that he's not as big a loss as he's sort of being portrayed, because I don't think he made a tremendous amount of impact plays. I do think he made more in the last year, year plus, than he had previously. But I don't think you can just ignore the fact that he is a very reliable guy. He doesn't miss a lot of tackles. He doesn't get caught out of position a lot. But I think the bigger loss is, I think it's similar to Wilfork in that it's some of the intangible things that he does in terms of instincts and getting people where they're supposed to be. And I, you know, maybe Hightower can do that too. I'm not worried about
the presence factor.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Hightower being able to, you know, relay the communication. I'm worried about Hightower maybe recognizing a formation as well as Mayo might. And again, I don't know what those things are. I don't know enough about the schemes and about the Patriots play calling on defense to know that Hightower didn't do something that Mayo would have. But I do think there will be some slippage in that department.
Now, just one quick annoyance.
Go ahead, yeah.
Everybody still seems to think Jerod Mayo's the middle linebacker. He's not.
Yeah.
He's the weak side linebacker in a 4-3 defense. Everybody's like,
I don't know who they're going to plug in the middle. Yeah. And they're going to do, you know, and now you got Wilfork and Mayo missing in the middle.
Everybody keeps saying,
Brandon Spikes plays middle
linebacker. To the middle.
Like, what are you talking about? Have you watched a game in 2.5 years? Yes, they used to be a 3-4 team. Yes, he used to be a middle linebacker. Yes, he used to be your Mike.
Beetle, that's an annoyance, a minor annoyance.
Sounds like it's been bothering him all week.
We do.
Now it's coming to
an end. I don't know where that vein came from in the side of his temple.
But we do niche broadcasting here. This show is not for Joe Average fan. Most people listening to this show right now are pretty big football fans.
Yeah,
I would like to think they watch every game. Did you not notice that Jerod Mayo has not been in the same place since he was drafted to now?
Right? This is not a pink hat show.
No, this is the opposite of a pink hat. Although that term annoys me too.
you got something on that
so
too?
So we have blue hats?
Well, I hate elitists who, like, you know, if you're a new fan, you're not really a fan. Yeah. Like, they're lesser fans.
A pink hat?
They're not lesser fans. They can be every bit as passionate. But just because they're late to the party. And no, God forbid a woman want to buy a pink hat.
A pink hat isn't a Johnny come lately. A pink hat doesn't know anything.
See, I disagree. Everybody lumps
and doesn't care
about all the pink hats that jumped on in 04.
No, a pink hat comes because they think it's the chic thing to do. They don't care about winning or losing.
I don't think that's how everybody uses it.
That's what a pink hat is. That's what Maz.
That's not how they use it on that show.
That's the term he made up.
They act like they're idiots.
They are idiots. They don't care.
It doesn't matter if they're idiots or not. If they don't care, that's one thing. But if they just started watching baseball in the last 10 years
Linda Pizzuti.
They don't belong to the BBWAA or whatever the hell it is,
Linda Pizzuti,
that doesn't
make
them
last
less
night,
of a fan.
This is amazing.
There's two outs in the ninth inning. They show John Henry. Linda Pizzuti's on her phone last night, looking down. Wasn't
so
even
she
watching
just
the game.
Care. Who cares?
Pink hat.
She doesn't
that's
pretend to be a
hat.
Fan. See, I don't think she pretends to be a fan.
But you're there because, I mean, obviously Linda Pizzuti's there for a different reason.
I think they lump it in
people
with every woman
there,
who buys
money,
a pink hat is a pink
are,
hat.
People are there because they think it's the fashionable thing to do.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
like
think
the
that's
LA
how
Lakers
everybody
of the
uses
80s.
It. I don't think that's how everybody uses it.
Diane Cannon was not a pink hat because she was at every game. She was a passionate fan. But there were a ton of other celebrities there that thought that was the right thing. I need to be seen at the Lakers game. That's a pink hat.
I don't think that's how everybody uses it.
Andy's
I'd
fired
be fine
up
with
this
that.
Morning.
I
Andy's
am a little
you're a little fired up.
Minor annoyance.
It's a nice day.
Couple of minor annoyances.
Couple of minor annoyances.
Early on here. 855 Pats
500.
It's going
to be a good show. I'm
sorry. We're going to talk Gronk? We're like 5 minutes in.
Hey,
we haven't brought him up.
Hey, we're pacing ourselves,
actually,
Andy.
We're 25 minutes in. Where the hell did this show go?
We're 10 minutes in. I don't know what clock
you're
using.
Oh, yeah. We didn't start
We've been here for 10 minutes.
I never know when we start.
We've been here for 10 minutes, and that is the next question.
Ready?
And we would have gotten into it
Big
5
breath.
Minutes.
Deep
Paul,
breath.
Paul, we would have been there 5 minutes ago had it not been for Andy's
Minor
rants.
Annoyance.
I mean, we're talking injuries. We just happen to be talking about the defense.
Then he yells at you. We're going to talk Gronk.
And then, what are we going to talk about Gronk? We're going to
talk
right now.
Before you talk Gronk, real quick on Twitter.
Yeah,
one of the interesting. Well, we're all about pregame, and everybody knows basically everything about Gronk.
Right, Alfonso, that's why I was wondering why you're yelling.
Alfonso Dennard on the field working out with Harold Nash, not on the injury report.
Oh, I was going to just check my injury report.
Getting
here.
A walkthrough. you know, somebody said maybe he slept on the mattress wrong. But if you're without Tlaib and Dennard, I don't like that.
Maybe
you're
going to
get Stephen Hill and
maybe he was holding Clay Buchholz's baby and
right?
got a bad
it's
neck.
True, it could have happened. Okay, but on Gronk, he's going to play today, right? There's no chance he doesn't play.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I would say that.
I mean, I think it's like a 10% chance. But what if he slept poorly? I would have told you there's no chance Dennard doesn't play.
Stop it, Andy.
There. We got photos, by the
way.
He
Andy,
is on
Andy,
the premises.
Assuming that nothing happened last night to Rob Gronkowski when he slept.
Assuming, like the Boston Globe said, that nothing happened between Friday and Sunday, I do believe, yeah, Gronk Nation said he's back.
But unlike that.
I don't think Body Armor put out a video for him to not play this week.
It's a long time between Friday and Sunday.
It is.
You know, it's a long time.
But assuming he didn't have a bad bed in New Jersey, I think he will be out there, and as I've said in the past and will continue to say, he's going to catch 8 passes for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Well, Paul mentions a couple of things here. One, that video, right? They don't put out that video. He doesn't start selling T-shirts on his website announcing that he's back. And his agent is not going to send out that text message saying he's been cleared if he doesn't know that on his side of things,
right,
he's mentally and physically ready to play.
Now, right. The one question that Eric Scalavino, the ultimate cynic and negative guy, brought up.
Passionate,
sure, whatever.
He's miscast.
Is if there were some sort of feud with Bill Belichick and say he's pissed off that the agent announced it, he's pissed off that this, you know, WrestleMania-like hype video got put out there. I mean, could he just say, Gronk, you're inactive?
He could.
You weren't ready to play last week. I'm not ready for you to play this week. Now, I think that's really a slim chance, but that would be the way it happens.
That to me is the less than 1% that I gave it that he wouldn't play.
See, I don't think that would happen.
I don't think there's any chance that it happens.
Because if he does choose to do that, this thing becomes an even bigger issue.
Well, plus, it's stupid.
It's
you're hurting your
distraction.
Team.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure it would
you
be in the best
the
interest
field.
Of the football team.
No, he
and
would spin it as.
The team has wanted him out there.
Yeah. You know, we're going to war with the guys we have, not the guys that, cause I do think there's an element, and you brought up the video, we should probably talk about that a little bit. It rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know how you guys felt about it.
Well,
I sit there and I love Gronk, and I'm not trying to make a big thing out of it and make it a big negative, but.
Sure.
I do think you see something like that, and you wonder, is this about you, or is this about the Patriots? And that sort of bothered me a little bit. It's not a huge deal. I don't want, you know, we don't need to take calls and emails on it for the next 20 minutes because you don't have to yell at me about taking it the wrong way. It's not a big deal. I admit that. I didn't like it. I don't think it was something that I want to see from my players. Like, I'm back. Here's my video. That clearly has been a marketing ploy that's been worked on for the last several months because that footage was taken during the course of the summer. You saw that, right?
I did see that.
You know, like, this whole time, was this just, like, orchestrated like a WWE move? That's what it played like to me, and I didn't like it.
Well, not only that, I don't know that it's been orchestrated, you know, the way you say that it's been, his return has been orchestrated.
No, whether it was week 3 or week 7, Beetle, they were putting this video out, is my point.
Well, it's not just the video, Paul. I was going to say the t-shirt.
Yes,
thing.
The whole promotion. It's a promotion.
Rubbed me the wrong way. Like,
absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
You're going to sell a t-shirt because you're back on the field? You got to sell a t-shirt over that? Like, I just don't get it. You know, and I don't know if it's just a matter of, you know, trying to capitalize on maybe thinking, well, someone else would make a t-shirt, so it might as well be me. But right. Between the video and the t-shirt, you know, just this announcement from his side, and I don't know, it just seems like it's not needed. It seems like an unnecessary thing that he's, okay, you're back. Happy to have you back. Patriots fans are happy to have you back on the field. But what's with all the promotion of it? Why don't you just go out and play? And
that's what I'm saying. Why do we need to have this pomp and circumstances because you're back? I'm excited as a Patriot fan to see him back on the field because, to me, he's in a small handful of the most exciting players the Patriots have ever had. So I'm excited to see what he's going to be like coming back and what kind of impact he might be able to make on the offense. But I could do without, you know, the promotional video selling, you know, God knows what that – clearly has been, and there he is walking into the MetLife Stadium right now as over your shoulder, Beetle, with some of the Patriots security people. So I'm excited to see him on the field today. I wasn't excited to see the video on Friday.
Well, let me ask you this. Does he come back, and is he the same guy right away?
Andy thinks he will be. I think it's going to take a little time. I think he needs a little time to adjust. I would expect him to make some catches and be active in the offense and make some plays. He might even – the 2 touchdowns part that Andy said – I could see that happening. The 8 for 130 yards, I really can't. I would see him, you know, maybe being used situationally in the red zone, knocking some rust off. But I also think the Jets, who have always had a, you know, everybody does, but the Jets have really had a difficult time with him. But I think they can devote a lot more attention to him than they normally would be able to when you had, you know, the offenses of the past. So I would expect the Jets to really have a lot of their game plan designed to keep him from making big, big plays, you know, getting down the seam for 30 yards, stuff like that.
Does this help the rookie wide receivers? Does it help the other guys on this team?
It has to. It has to take some attention away. I like to, I mean, those outside guys have been singled up all year anyway, but I don't see too many any times that you would sit there and say, well, we need to give safety help over the top for Dobson or Tompkins when you have Gronk out there. I mean, you're going to have to crowd the middle and do some stuff on him. Yeah, I think it has to help them.
Besides just the rookies, I think the guy that it may help is Julian Edelman, because at times he's been the best receiver on the field in terms of who you're matching your best players on, and now he's not. He's not that guy anymore. Rob Gronkowski is. And Danny Amendola's still out, so that's not going to factor in. Julian Edelman is on pace to have more than 100 catches on this team, and I'm curious to see whether or not that pace will continue for him, because I think he's an important part of what they're doing offensively. And this is now, I think, another help for him, having Rob Gronkowski back. So it's not just the younger guys, but I think Julian Edelman, Paul, is a guy that could definitely benefit from this.
Sure. I just don't think, you know, yeah, he's going to benefit just like the outside guys. I just feel like Julian Edelman sort of is what he is. And he'll, you know, he caught 13 balls the last time they played for about 12 yards, but you know he's going to be able to make his catches. He's made some plays for this team, no question about it. But to me, this is a difference maker. You know, Gronk is a difference maker, and Edelman is not. So yeah, I think he'll benefit. He might. He got. I think he had a big play on Thanksgiving last year against the Jets, if I'm not mistaken. Edelman did deep for a long touchdown where he was virtually uncovered. So maybe that happens again. Maybe you're right.
855-PATS-500, the phone number here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. 855-PATS-500. Send your emails our way, webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. And make sure you are using the hashtag PPGS on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark_Bertrand. Paul's on Twitter at PFWPaul. And Andy's on Twitter at Jumbo Heart. Here's a tweet coming in with the hashtag PPGS. What are the chances the first play today goes straight to Gronk?
I think there's a chance of that. You might want to get him involved. I would be surprised if they didn't throw him the ball in the first series. Just to get him acclimated, get his feet wet. Don't let him go too long without doing that. But I can also see, I mean, that's what I expect. But I can also see, just playing devil's advocate with that, maybe they might want to, let him sort of get his feet wet first and get a lather up and get going, maybe physically. Have some faith that his arm is okay, maybe block, take a hit or two. And also, maybe do you allow the Jets defensively, if let's just say like the first two series they don't throw the ball to him. And then you may be looking from the sideline saying, you know what, he's not ready yet. And he's just a decoy out there. And maybe you lull him to sleep a little bit. I don't think that will happen. I think you'll go to him quick and get him. I think you want to get him involved right away.
Here's a question that relates to not Gronk coming back, but Gronk being out the first 6 weeks of the season. The Patriots 5-1 through their first six games, and Tom Brady has been forced to throw the football to guys like Kenbrell Tompkins, and he has been forced to get on the same page with guys like Aaron Dobson. Does that happen if Rob Gronkowski played the start of this season for this team? Because I tend to think no.
Not as often. I don't think he would have thrown it as often, no. You know, no way of knowing that for sure. That's, you know, it's almost impossible to say with any degree of certainty. But I don't think that those guys would have had the amount of targets that they did had Gronkowski been there. And, you know, maybe that could have really hurt one of them. You know, probably one of them would have been able to emerge and make some plays anyway. Now, I don't think it's as huge a deal, because I just think that you need more. You need help. You need help on offense. You're not moving the ball consistently. You know, even last week, you know, he scored 30 points, and they didn't move the ball consistently. They got shut down the entire second half until the final drive. They need some guys. They need some playmakers. And
that's
two
weeks
in
a row. That was 2 weeks in a row where they struggled to move the football well. 89 targets, though, between Tompkins and Dobson.
Yeah, there's no way that number.
There's
no way that number.
Way that happens.
No way.
And I just
that helps. And that helps, obviously, Tompkins and Dobson, because they probably would have had that number probably would have been cut in half.
You know, I know that it's been reported that Tom Brady's been spending his Tuesdays, you know, working with guys and working with his receivers.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. Albert Breer, I believe, reported that from NFL Network. Brady's been spending Tuesdays working out with players and wide receivers specifically. Him and the receiving group going out and working on things for 3-4 hours just trying to get things right. I don't think that happens if he has his security blanket in Rob Gronkowski. So in a way, if you're looking for the silver lining of Rob Gronkowski missing the first 6 games, it's that Tom Brady, I think, was forced to work with Kenbrell Tompkins, work with Aaron Dobson. Those are two rookies that, you know, one of them being undrafted, that I don't think that happens otherwise. I mean, Tom Brady's been forced into the spot here where he's got to work with what he's been handed, and 89 targets for two rookies, 21 catches already for Tompkins with 4 touchdowns. I don't think that happens. I don't think that happens with Rob Gronkowski if he's on the field.
No, you're right. I don't think it does, and certainly that benefited him. But you know, you look back to the first time these two teams met and how upset and agitated Brady was pretty much the whole game. And then you look and you hear these, you know, well, I'm working with him on Tuesdays and doing that. That probably doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, all that stuff, it forced it. You know, you saw how upset he was, and he probably just came to the realization. So, listen, I can be as upset about this situation as I want to be, but there's nothing I can do about it. I have to fix this, and the only way we can fix it is by continuing to work.
Well, it represents that there's been some sort of change, because the body language and everything that's happened on the field doesn't line up with what happens, you know, on Tuesdays, if that is true, which I believe it is. Can we clear something up, Paul? What? I don't know if you saw this last week, but Julian Edelman, he didn't snub Tom Brady, right?
No.
He didn't see him.
No, I think he was looking at a doctor.
He wasn't looking at him.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, this has been like a thing this week where there's videos online and stories written on blogs, but oh, look at Julian Edelman snubbing Tom Brady. It wasn't a snub. He wasn't looking at the guy. I don't believe there's any issue between Julian Edelman and Tom Brady. Can we, we clear that up? An end to that?
None. Okay. Absolutely.
Good. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500, we go to those phones. Jeff is in Vegas. He leads us off. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Very excited about Gronk's return, of course. And if you go back to the summer, it's almost like the first ray of hope. It sort of nullifies the Hernandez thing in a way to finally get a playmaker back on the field.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Beetle and I talked about it you know, about 10 minutes ago. I'm excited to see what kind of impact he can have in this offense. They need a game changer. They need a playmaker, and finally they have one.
Yeah, I have to take exception with Beetle a little bit. During his weekday job, he seems really adamant and convinced that Brady tried to show up Gronk, you know, these past few weeks.
Oh, I would agree with Beetle on that.
Yeah, which I still stand by.
And how specifically, like, what convinces you that
I think
much?
He was trying to put some pressure on Gronk to get back out here. I think the comments by Brady, and even by Logan Mankins after the game last week, sort of mentioning, you know, I'm going to talk about the guys that are here. And, you know, when, you know, I think Brady made a comment something like, you know, he looks like Gronk to me in practice. You know, in other words, you know, I don't know why he's not out in the game. I just think there was more references to Gronkowski and his injury over the previous 3 or 4 weeks, not this past week, because I think that the organization finally put an edict down and said enough, no more talking about this injury. But the previous 3 weeks or so, there were a lot of comments coming out of the locker room and press conferences, Brady press conferences, Troy Aikman's comment that he relayed a story from Tom Brady. A lot more of that.
That one I find the most outrageous.
A lot more of that than I've heard from the Patriots in the entire time I've covered this team.
But you personally, Paul, and most fans, we just like, just get him back when he's healthy. We said months ago, don't rush him back.
Yeah, and I think it's clear the Patriots thought he was healthy before now. I think that's pretty clear.
And why would they want to jeopardize? You know, if he doesn't feel it's right, why would they do that? I mean, if he breaks it again, his career's over. I mean, why do they?
I don't think they think that there's a chance he's going to break it again.
I don't think they believe that they would be jeopardizing anything by putting him on the field. That's why they're saying the things they're saying.
Okay, well, you know, hopefully that's a good thing. Then.
Jeff, they don't see it as clearly as we do.
I think they feel like he's healthy. Yeah, I don't think that they think there's any extra risk. I mean, there's football risk of every player.
Right.
But I don't think they feel like he's at more risk than other players.
Let's go around the three of you. Do you trust Dr. Gill, yes or no?
No.
I do.
Yes. Why wouldn't I?
I work for the Patriots. I trust Dr. Other. Gill.
I'll probably lose my job, but I say no.
I mean,
I have nothing to not trust. Why should I not trust
How many injuries does a team have over the course of a year? How many major injuries?
Well, Jeff, let me ask
you this. How many times has it popped up that he's a problem?
Jeff.
Even if you believe it's a problem. Not that often. There seem to be a lot of guys, you know, Vince Wilfork was very happy to show you his cast up on a thing when he finished. You know, Gerard Mayo, they've all, you know, big time players have dealt with injuries and returned from it fine. Yeah, so maybe there's one or two where it doesn't go quite the way the player hopes or expected, but it seems like there's a lot that do work out.
I'm sorry, Mark, what were you saying?
I was just about to say that do you think Rob Gronkowski trusts him? I think it's obvious that he doesn't.
Well, then you have to think how much did his lifestyle, impact, if any.
The only thing about that, the lifestyle for this infection, I think, is a cheap shot, but, I guess it could be relevant. But his lifestyle didn't have anything to do with breaking the arm a second time. And his lifestyle didn't have anything to do with the fact that he needed surgery after the Super Bowl on his ankle. That was not – those two injuries, and those to him, I think – I think he's being overly cautious. I think Gronk should have probably been back a week or so ago. But that's not for me to say. It's not my injury. I can't feel what Gronk is feeling. And that's why I've been very reluctant to criticize why he's not back. And I'm not going to criticize him for that, because I don't know what he's dealing with. But on his side of it, I can see why there would be some hesitance, because I think that he got hurt a couple of times coming back quickly from injuries.
Well, I just think that flies in the face a little bit of this happy-go-lucky, you know, daredevil laying it all on the line. I don't know. Maybe we'd all feel the same way if we went under the knife five times in a year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it changes that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that those comments that Andy read last week from Gronk's mother,
right?
I think those were a good sort of portrait of what he's thinking about,
right?
What Rob is going through.
And let's be honest, if you're a big, tough, macho guy, the one person you might vent to and kind of turn into a softie is mom, right?
Yeah.
So she might know a Gronk angle that the brothers don't know, even the father might not know. The shoulder he may choose to cry on may be his mother's.
It's not going to be Gordy's, because that's not cool.
Right. It's not going to be the brothers, because you're not going to go down in the basement, tie the pillows on to run into each other and goes, "Gosh, I just wanted to tell you it hurt when I had surgery." That's mom you're going to cry to.
Yeah, and I did, as a fan, think that video was kind of cheesy, you know, completely premeditated. So, that was a little bit odd.
So, Jeff, what's the chatter in Vegas? What do we got on this game?
Okay, guys, let's go to the game here. It's it opened -4, now it's down to -3.5. This is a really a strange game. It's almost like you don't know which New England team is going to come out there. So let's jump right into the Jeff in Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Oh, yeah, we don't have your sound effect this week.
Yeah, heavens to Betsy.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, his mouth was full when he answered the phone. Anyhow, this is really...
What are you eating in there, Lumpy?
Cheetos. Okay.
Yeah, he could barely say hello. His mouth was so full.
Sorry, Jeff, go ahead.
Anyhow, I'm going to go Homer. I'm going to give the Homer call. I'm going to take New England, give the 3.5. Gronk is back. Rex Ryan, Brady's back, as Zolak says. It's going to be a rout. New England is going to win easily. It's going to be a blowout. You know, like first game's close, second game is a blowout. However, just to hedge against the outright loss, I'm going to take a half of a unit, 50 basis points, put it on the Jets money line +170. So this is a straddle. If the Jets win outright, which would be a disaster, at least we, you know, hold our own. But I'm looking for New England to win big. Lock it in.
All right, Jeff, before you go, can I ask you a quick question? If you feel so strongly that the Patriots are going to blow them out, why would you hedge and put a half a unit on the money line for the Jets?
Because I just feel like with all the injuries, with Tlaib, now they're working out Dennard, it's at New York. I can't get a feel on this team, and I would not be shocked. Either the Jets, New England's going to either blow them out or lose the game outright, as weird as that sounds.
Jeff is accounting for the unpredictability of the NFL.
That is correct. Lock it in.
All right, Jeff, lock it in.
So just to recap, the Patriots could win or lose. Back to you, Beadle.
I think it sounds
in a league
advice.
Where
every game,
all game
is
decided by a score, and Patriots Jets of their 12 games this season, 11 decided by a touchdown or less.
All right, 855 Pats 500.
The lone exception being like the Tampa Bay. No, two of them.
Maybe two.
Okay, yeah.
It's
why
a hot. It's
why,
like,
why don't you make sure that shut up. Get those stats right if you're going to present a fact.
Tampa game for the Patriots and the Tennessee game.
It's better
for the
to
Jets.
Just so
two.
Stick to opinions.
10 of 12. Shut your pie hole. quick update off of Twitter from the best host this show has ever had, Scott Sudikoff, says 28 straight losses for
wow.
the Jumbos.
28.
Because he does a little work
ridiculous.
With the Jumbos.
Does he?
Yeah, he does some PA.
Ably filled your shoes last week, Beetle, by the way.
Yeah, nice job.
Don't get too comfortable.
I'm not.
Especially
I'm
with not. That Gill comment.
You guys have been trying to run me out of here since week one. It's
I
fine.
Would rent, not buy.
We're going to talk to Eric Allen coming up when we go behind enemy lines. He's from NewYorkJets.com. We've spoken to him once already this season. He brings a great insight on the New York Jets. We'll do that coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
This is Dante Hightower, the New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paul Perrella on the Patriots Pregame Social.
Welcome back to the Patriots, Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pregame Social.
Lively discussion during the break.
Lively discussion. Things are really flying back and forth here. We should bring
go
that
Red Sox.
Bring just want to say,
if I were Mike Felger, I would then take it on the air because that's what he does.
Yeah.
Because nothing is off limits with him.
Right. Now he'd give you a, so, Beetle, you had something interesting to say during the break.
Yeah. That's
I have an interesting quick question
What's
with
that?
You.
What's
I was
that?
Told that you guys on the air were doing some, like, the most beautiful woman in the world thing.
I missed that.
And somebody told me, like, other people, you know, Tony said some, and he said Nicole Zalumis. You know, his former coworker at Comcast who now does NFL Network.
I don't know that we had that discussion exactly how you say it happened, but he does appreciate
no,
her work.
No, I know. And I find that
a
strange.
Strong oh, appreciation I think
she's
for her work.
I think she's a beautiful girl.
As Paul said,
no
that'd
doubt
be like it. His wife coming home from work at the hospital and, oh. You know, oh, we were talking about the hottest guys in the world, and she picks the doctor she works with every
she
day.
She goes, oh, Dr.
Okay,
Smith.
You don't do that.
I'm like, wait, what?
You know, it's okay to say, I mean, Kate Upton's hot. Yeah, right. I'm never going to meet her. I don't know her.
You know how you give your top five?
Yeah.
Like, you give your five, like, or however many you choose. Like,
yeah,
hey,
completely
honey,
unattainable.
If I ever.
Your free pass.
If I ever have a night that I spend with Kate Upton, it's okay, right? And she'll
right.
say, sure,
yes,
no
and
problem.
She says yes for yeah. Matthew McConaughey and Justin Timberlake.
Right, and right. that would be Beth. You would be Matthew McConaughey.
Right, you
and
can't
Bon Jovi.
You can't then like name someone you work with.
True.
Right.
It can't
right.
be like the person like, you're hanging out with all right. day long.
Well, I do know the story, and we've talked about this on PFW in Progress, because we talk about everything.
Yeah.
When Nicole started working at Comcast, Felger, you know, if you ever watch Felger in his element at Comcast, he's like an entity all unto himself.
Right.
I mean,
he's a terrible human being.
He has no interaction with anybody. He walks in for a 10 o'clock
show. Yes, I mean.
No, it's true.
He walks in for a 10 o'clock show at quarter up.
I can't deny that.
You know, he doesn't talk to anybody.
Right.
And he goes over the rundown. I mean, he's cordial enough, but he
well,
doesn't.
First, he ties the dog to the drawer.
Right. So.
Which is inappropriate in and of itself.
So one of these nights, you know, Nicole didn't work at Comcast very long, but she's there and she's, I mean, everybody sees her on NFL Network. She hosts that NFL AM. She's beautiful. She really is.
And they do a fine
girl.
Job accentuating her
yes.
talents on that show.
So all of a sudden, Felge comes in and, you know, new girl. He walks over and goes, hi, Michael Felger. And he introduces himself and shakes her hand. I'm like, you're such a fraud.
But if you heard like that whole story, like he offered to like move her in and like, where are your kids? And, you know, you need a good school. And like,
oh, I didn't even know it went that
oh,
far.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
wow.
That just crossed over the line. Now it's just flat out creepy.
We'll get back to that, but it's now time to go behind enemy lines.
All right, we don't have our soundbite
no,
today.
No, we don't got that? No, hold on.
Come on, Lumpy.
No? We got a no-go on that?
Patriots, but what about the view from...
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
It is time to go behind enemy lines, and joining us from NewYorkJets.com, he's been on the program before. Eric, I apologize for having made you wait to endure that conversation that we were just having.
Eric, like the Patriots, we're working well down in the depth chart this week. I apologize 1,000 times.
Gentlemen, it sounds like you guys are off to a great start this morning. Hearing a lot of talk about Kate Upton on my end. Wow, what a morning for you guys.
Well, you know, Gronk's back, so we bring the Gronk mentality to the pregame
show. And, Eric, I unfortunately, you didn't ask me any of these cool questions on Thursday when we talked, you know, for your preview. I mean, this is I'm stepping it up on our side.
Listen, I got to believe the hangover's still the ongoing in Boston after Victorino's grand slam last night. The Patriots are 5-1. Jeez, you guys are on quite a run right now.
All right, so let's rein this in a little bit, get to football. Rob Gronkowski obviously expected to play. How are the New York Jets going to treat him today? Or is he going to get the Tony Gonzalez treatment and just get the crap kicked out of him at the line of scrimmage? Or are they going to wait and make him prove that he is back in his Gronkness?
If he's cleared to play, and Rex Ryan was expecting that this week, guys. He said he wasn't surprised. If he's cleared to play, I think you're going to have to do everything you can. Chip him at the line, knock him down the field, put a couple guys on him. Because, listen, not only did Tony Gonzalez have a productive game against the Jets, but Heath Miller came in here last week with Ben Roethlisberger, and he had a nice week as well. So, hey, listen, if he's getting clearance to play, the Jets are going to expect him to be 100%. And one concern is going to be in the red zone. The Jets, they had a good red zone defense early this year, but you guys know this. The Patriots are just 30th in the red zone. And I got to think Tom Brady is just licking his chops if he really has a full go Gronkowski back today.
Sorry about that, Eric. We were all looking at each other waiting. This is just a train wreck today. Defensively, the Jets have been really consistent. And I wanted to couple on what Andy's talking about in terms of, you know, how they're going to treat Gronk. I'm a little bit, and we talked about this, you and I, on Thursday, the secondary for the Jets. They all look like they're going to play. Milliner's back, it would appear, Walls, Wilson, and Cromartie, but they're all dealing with some sort of injuries. Is that a big concern? Because the Jets have played well defensively, but if that secondary is banged up, how much of a concern is that?
Well, they have played well overall defensively, and in week two, I think Brady, what was the 48% completion rate,
yep.
And the Patriots were 4-18 on third down, and that's something we don't see. We're not accustomed to seeing. With that being said, you're right. D. Milner is a rookie. He hasn't played the last three games. But Kyle Wilson, he's coming off concussion. I think Darren Wallace has stepped up playing on the outside at the number two spot. And then you got Rex Ryan saying that Antonio Cromartie is playing at a Pro Bowl level. But Crow himself, he said in the locker room this week, guys, they said, listen, I give myself about a C average because he's been beat at times as well. And not only did Roethlisberger have an efficient day passing, but you look at the Jets' past three games. Each of those quarterbacks had good days against the Jets' secondary, and that's Matty Ryan and even Jake Locker in Tennessee. So the Jets got to get pressure up front, no doubt about it. I mean, that's where it all starts. I think why the Jets have a chance today is because they're solid on both lines. But this defensive line has to really get after Tom Brady, and after watching some of that film last week, seeing what the Saints did with five sacks. They got to get pressure up front and help those guys out on the back end because with Gronkowski coming back, that's just another weapon for Brady.
Just a quick update before we move on here. Rob Gronkowski is active, so it's official. Gronk is back. Gronk Nation is happy. But flipping it to the other side of the football, Aqib Talib, inactive. And, you know, you could argue that he's been the Patriots' MVP through six games, has had a great start to the year. Without him out there, and obviously Stephen Hill has sort of moved into that leading receiver role, leads the team in receptions, you know, do they challenge the Patriots deep? Do they look like they can are suited with Geno Smith and Stephen Hill and these guys to get the ball over the top and try to make some big plays?
Well, and that's the key to the game is that what are we going to get out of the rookie quarterback? It's been up and down so far each week, guys, and it's been somewhat of a roller coaster ride, and including last week when you look at it coming off the hot showing in Atlanta where Geno Smith was played a very good game with the Falcons with three touchdown passes and completed 80% of his passes. Then he goes back against Pittsburgh last week, a tough defense. He gets two red zone interceptions. Yeah, I mean, I think Marty Mornaway, the offensive coordinator, he's gonna attack. But with that being said, just looking at the matchups alone, and I know you guys have been studying this all week too. You, Will Fork down, Mayo down, Paul and Chris Ivory average 4 yards a pop when those guys were in the lineup in week two. The Patriots give up 4.2 yards a carry. I gotta think the Jets are gonna give a big time dose of the football to both Powell and Ivory against these guys. The one guy who can get down the field, who I think who actually can give the Patriots some matchup problems, is the tight end, Jeff Cumberland. He's got great speed. He's got good size. And maybe they can attack the seams that way. But the Jets, and we talk about the Patriots dealing with injuries, the Jets are dealing with all sorts of injuries themselves. You see Antonio Holmes out of the lineup again. You mentioned Stephen Hill. He's here. But Clyde Gates was displaced on injured reserve this week. So the Jets are juggling themselves at the receiver position.
And no Goodson as well, right? He's on IR too?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
You know, I wanted to talk, you mentioned the pass rush and how the Jets had to get there with the, you know, with that front four. Tell me a little bit about Garrett McIntyre. I saw him show up a little bit against Pittsburgh last week. Is he a sort of an underrated pass rusher, or was that, kind of a one-time thing that was a kind of a fluke?
Well, he's got a good motor, and his eyes light up whenever he sees Ben Roethlisberger. He's actually got three of his career sacks have come against Big Ben and company. But he's a great motor kind of player. And the Jets are going to have to get some contributions from him coming forward, because a big-time loss for them defensively here, another injury that's never talked about, is Antoine Barnes. He was big-time in their sub-package. This guy, 4.4 speed coming off the edge. He was helping them get to the quarterback in those sub-packages when teams were forced to throw against them. So, yeah, Garrett McIntyre is definitely going to have to step up, and I imagine he's going to get a lot of playing time. But with that being said, it's Muhammad Wilkerson is leading the defense, guys. He's got five sacks. The teams are doubling him up every week. He doesn't seem to be bothered by that. If you go back to last year, he did 9 sacks in 14 games. And then, the other guy who you want to see a little bit more from is Quentin Coffles, because he's bothered by injury there in the summertime. And I still think he's working himself back. He's not quite the Quentin Coffles we saw at the end of last year, I think. So, he'd be a guy who could cause some matchup problems, because athletically, he's probably the best pass rusher on the team.
Eric, I know you see every single play with that team. Why do they only have 3 turnovers forced at this point and only 1 interception? What's that all about?
It's amazing, guys. I mean, you look at it, DeJuan Landry had an interception in that first game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they have had no interceptions since then. And then you look at this Patriots team today that you guys have been watching for years. That's a team, I guess, they've had 33 consecutive games with the turnover.
Yep.
It's just guys in the secondary got to make plays, and when you get a chance to get your hand on the ball, I mean, you got to come down with it. There's been a couple near misses, but, with that being said, their PDs haven't been that high either, guys. So it's not like they're just not picking off the football or intercepting the football. It's at various times of what teams are doing now. What you saw from Pittsburgh last week, what I think you saw from Atlanta and Matt Ryan, is that these quarterbacks are getting rid of the football really quick against the Jets. They don't want their quarterback to sit back there. And then there are times that Pittsburgh just caught him in the right situation. 3rd and 1, going upstairs. Antonio Cromartie anticipating an out route, and then there's Emmanuel Sanders going up for a goal, and 55 yards later, it's a touchdown. So I think quarterback, they're scheming up the Jets pretty well, because you can't run on this defense. I mean, I know the Patriots are going to come in here, and they'll try to establish some balance. But to that extent, what you saw out of Matty Ryan in Atlanta was, when the Jets were playing 2 safeties back, he started running football. So, what I saw last week especially was Roethlisberger's getting the ball out of his hands very quick.
Eric, we've now touched on pretty much all the football angles in this matchup, but it seems like every time the Patriots and Jets get together, there's something sort of off the field or in the media. And this week you had the 2 stories where, a lot of Jets still hate the Patriots and young Jets hate the Patriots. And then some Jets interpreted their coaches telling them not to have sex this week before the game. What was your take on those 2 storylines?
It's amazing. It's New York, guys. Josh Cribb, newly signed here, will be the number 1 kickoff returner now with Clyde Gates out. And hopefully, from a Jets perspective, he can give them a shot in the arm. You guys know he's tied for the NFL lead kickoff return touchdowns with Leon Washington, the former Jet. But, he took what Rex Ryan said in team meeting, and he kind of told the media about it. So he said, hey, listen, and some members of the media took it a different way, where Rex Ryan was just trying to say, hey, listen, the honey-do list can wait the next week, guys. You know, if you got to take out the trash, maybe your wife can help you out. If you got the kids got to be picked up from school, maybe she can go in double duty and pick the kids up from school. So, you know, it's a great headline, great headline here in New York, but I would say much to do about nothing, guys. I mean, you know, a lot of hype. Patriots, Jets haven't beat them in 5 games. You know, it's always a big game for the Jets whenever the Patriots come to town. And, you know, listen, they really want this one badly. And but the bottom line is, you guys know, 16 one-game seasons, because they got Cincinnati next week's going to be a tough game. Then you got New Orleans before the bye. So even if the Jets beat an injury-depleted Patriots team today, it'd be a hell of an accomplishment. But they would just put them at 4-3, and you got a lot of seasons to go yet.
Eric, one last question before I let you go. Did anybody ever tell you you sound like John Gruden when you're breaking down the game?
No.
You do.
That's interesting. So we got Gruden into this conversation, Kate Upton, and a couple of the personalities from NFL Network. I think we're doing good this
morning. That's what we do. We try to mix it up a little bit.
We're all encompassing. Absolutely.
We get everybody involved. Eric, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Hey, guys, enjoyed it as always.
All right, take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, Eric.
Eric Allen from NewYorkJets.com.
He's a good guy to take all our crap.
Oh, yeah, totally is. Joining us here.
Yeah, he's waiting to go on, and we're breaking down Nicole Zalumis.
On the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. You can get all his coverage at NewYorkJets.com or follow him on Twitter, eAllenJets.
Just a quick update. Inactives are out during our conversation.
Let's hear them.
Obviously, Gronk is active, and we knew most of the inactives coming in. Tavon Wilson, Tommy Kelly, Leon Washington, Danny Amendola, and Aqib Talib are all out. Chris Barkert is out, and Josh Boyce, even with Amendola out, remains out, inactive. And I find that interesting that Josh Boyce just can't get on the active roster at this point.
I do as well. And one other note, inactive related, is Matthew Slater will be active.
Yeah, but he's not a receiver.
I'm just saying he's
Don't try
back.
To tell me Boyce is inactive.
No. I didn't say anything
Slater's
about
a special
Boyce.
He's not.
He is so persnickety today.
Simply
it's
talking about inactives and actives, Paul.
Exactly.
That's all you're doing.
Slater has missed the last several games.
You sleep wrong last night? You sleep on one of those new
No, I
new
listened
jersey.
To Rex. I didn't have sex.
I don't know about you guys, but sex is never on the honey-do list for me. I mean, unfortunately.
I wish it was.
As much as I try to get it on there, it really doesn't.
That age, you know, it's buy milk. It's take the garbage out. Never says, see me for sex.
Yeah. Check in later. I mean, what? Why? A little something?
Do the honey-do list.
Let's get to some of these
Slater
calls.
Slater had missed the last several games. I thought it was noteworthy that he's active.
It is pertinent information.
And he's
Paul.
Back, so therefore...
Suddenly he makes it as a,
well, it is,
a shot at Boyce.
Andy deems that as worthless.
Well, no, it is actually relevant
to
his game.
Tell me that at a different time.
No, it is actually relevant because Rex Ryan won't have anybody back deep on punts because Slater could cover punts like he did the first time. And for some reason, that made sense in his otherwise normally pretty acute football brain.
Okay, Andy's done now. Let's go to the phone.
Sure.
People have been waiting patiently. We have some international callers that we'll be talking to here.
Where we got? Where we got?
First, let's go north. Let's go to Canada. That's where Carl gets to us from.
That's international.
What's going on, Carl?
Hey, guys. I lucked out last week. First Patriots game I went to, a section 108, row one. Incredible game.
Row one? Ooh, high roller.
Who do you know?
I lucked out, man. I swear. I swear to God, I was there. 12:30, they said it was sold out at the right in front of the stadium after I parked my car, and then two tickets became available, and we jumped on them for $211 face value. Dream come true.
That's awesome.
Shook Robert Kraft's hand. Of course, Tom Brady and Belichick wouldn't even look at us. But,
well, they had their game faces on.
Oh, they did have to do that football game thing.
He was really cool. Amendola was pretty cool.
Nice.
Even Logan Mankins, like, grunted at me, which was, I thought, really cool.
Nice. That's so, a good tale.
It was good stuff. Yeah, great game. Now, moving forward, I think we start to need more from the offense to keep winning, because 5-1 is because, you know, the defense has got to 5-1, and now they're starting to lose pieces, like, you know, on a chessboard. It's unbelievable. So the offense has to start stepping up more from, like, what we saw last game, up-tempo. You know, they were ready to go and throwing the ball down the field. And with Gronk back, that's you know, that's our only Pro Bowler on offense right now.
No, absolutely. I think it's a huge thing, Andy. When you were on the doing the other pregame show for the Hub, you can't help but be excited to have you know, the number one playmaker back in the offense. You know, it's just to see what, I know with your whole eight catches, 130 yards and all, but just to see
To be fair, if he isn't, I'm worried.
How defense.
Because if Edelman is going to be limping off every other series, because I think he is now banged up, he is now in Edelman mode.
Sure.
Amendola is not out there. I think the two rookies continue to be, you know, not everything is fixed because you caught the ball with 5 seconds left for a touchdown.
Right.
All the drops and in inconsistencies previous in the game don't just wash away. I think you need Gronk to be pretty good today.
And Beadle had the numbers, 89 targets combined for Tompkins and Dobson. And we're talking about, 20 catches each, roughly?
And Tom Brady is tied for the NFL lead, according to our friends at Pro Football Focus, for most passes dropped. So, I mean, it's not... You need Gronk. It's not just a good little story to get Gronk back and he gives some energy and woo. You need him to catch some passes and make some plays.
What about the caller? You're going to have to get better on offense, and that's why it's exciting to have Gronk
against a good defense.
And Carl, thanks for the call. We do appreciate it. Tompkins 21 catches, Dobson 19 catches. All of this on 89 targets. This is the question I asked Paul when you were out of the room.
40 catches on 89 targets.
With
Brandon Lloyd says, "What's wrong with that?"
With Rob Gronkowski out the first 6 weeks of the season, Tom Brady has been forced to work with Tompkins and Dobson. Is that some sort of silver lining to Gronk missing the first 6 weeks of the year that Tom Brady was forced to work with those guys?
Sure. You know,
because obviously he's given them tons of opportunities.
That's almost exactly how I answered that question.
He's given them tons of opportunity.
Sure.
89 targets.
It was also sort of by design, too. I mean, they knew that there was going to be an option for at least one of those rookies to have a big factor in this offense. You know, maybe both having as many chances as they've had through six games is more than they expected. But yeah, because we've seen Brady kind of go away from young players in the past, and that would have hurt them long term. So yes, I wish they had done a little more with it, and maybe I had seen a little bit more growth and a little bit more consistency over that 6 week span. But yes, it's good for them to get reps working with Tom Brady. And get yelled at by him even, I guess.
855-PATS-500, open lines for you right now. And another international caller, this one Andy will love. We're going to James in Australia. Hi, James.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good day, mate.
I need some help getting awake. The Gronkowski news is very, very handy. Beadle, it's good to have you back as well.
Oh, thank you.
I was wondering if you'd actually put in for stress leave last week.
No, it was not stress leave. Unfortunately, for Andy and Paul, I was attending a wedding that I was in. I don't know if you guys told people that.
He has the easiest job in the world.
I didn't just bail on them. I mean, I had a personal commitment that I could not break.
He has an easy job. Paul and I carry this show. He's just here to say, now we'll go to a break, and now we're back from a break.
It's true.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I actually had a couple of other questions, but I kind of want to call an audible and go on Josh Boyce. Did he make a pass at Belichick's daughter during training camp or something?
Not that I saw.
Someone just tweeted that he appears to be headed down Taylor Price Way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He has made the turn already. No question. The blinker was on for a while, and now he's pulled in the street. No question. It's not good. Not good at all. A team that needs a kick returner,
a team that needs
playmakers, a team that ran an end around with a guy last week who's their most important and fragile player, and Josh Boyce can't do anything.
And it's also a team that has decided that a guy who's been here for 2 weeks is a better option.
Right. Not good. Who is also fragile.
Well, at least he'll be useful on Madden. My other question.
Well, some people are mad about that. We actually had a call this week that someone was mad that he has the fastest rating on Madden, but because he doesn't play in real games, none of his other ratings are going to go up, so he's not going to be becoming a better player in Madden.
Loser.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is.
So my other question was about the secondary. Assuming Dennard's not at 100% because of a dodgy mattress or lasagna or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people talking about his right hamstring. He appears to be grabbing a lot.
No es bueno.
During the pregame.
Stephen Hill, right.
Fair enough. Well, I was saying, do you think Logan Ryan's going to be able to handle whoever's out at receiver for the Jets?
We're going to find
out.
He's
going to play.
He was certainly up and down this summer, and we haven't seen a significant portion of him since. And it'll also be a question of how you use him if he's in there. Is he in the slot? Is Arrington in the slot? Is he on the outside? Do you deem Arrington better so you leave him on the outside? Because theoretically that's where that sort of use of those corners, not just who's out there, but how they're used.
One of those rookies is going to have a huge role today. Probably both will play, Harmon and Ryan, because even if you want to move McCourty to corner like you did last week, you could have those be your three corners, you know, McCourty with Arrington and Dennard. But then you'd have to have Harmon out there as a safety.
Who I also saw with a large tape job on his right hamstring.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that, too. And, you know, more likely, I think you'll see a lot of Ryan today coming on. And, you know, I think Dennard and Arrington will start, but you're going to see a lot of Ryan as well.
Luckily, you're playing a pass defense. I mean, a pass offense. That's really not all that good.
It's a limited pass
offense. Aside from rising star Jeff Cumberland, who Fred should have been listening when Eric Allen gave him the
praise. We definitely will inform Fred that Eric Allen shared his enthusiasm for Jeff Cumberland.
And Sudfeld is active.
James, you got anything else?
Captain, then.
So he could be a captain.
So we have a pick coming then, right?
There's a turnover coming the Patriots.
So just a quick pick. I actually think the Patriots are going to win by about 20 today because these second games against the Jets, Brady always seems to be much, much more locked in. And
that is true.
So let's just call it a hunch.
All right. Okay. Very good, James. Thanks for the call, as always.
You are correct. It's the third one that I worry about.
I don't think they'll be playing a third one this year, Paul. Either.
Gary's in Ohio. He's up next. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Ohio.
Yeah. I called last week and we won. I'm out of darkest tradition.
I like it. We like you.
I like anybody who calls.
I think that, LeGrand's back, even if he don't have a big game, I really think it's going to really open up Dobson and Thomas.
It's going to open up somebody.
What my prediction is.
Yeah, it's going to open up somebody. They're going to treat Gronk like he's Gronk. They're not just going to let him prove it with a touchdown and a couple big catches and say, "Oh, I guess he is back." They're going to treat him like Gronk.
Beadle brought up Edelman as a guy who might even get more benefit being across the middle. I think that you've seen nothing but single coverage on Tompkins and Dobson for the most part all year. So I think they're going to continue to get that. Now you can make an argument that maybe the caliber of cover guy will be less. Maybe they decide to use Cromartie a little bit on Gronk, you know, like the Patriots used Tlaib on Jimmy Graham a week earlier, you know, maybe, you know, that might take Cromartie away from one of those outside guys, and that could help. But I don't think you've seen many double teams on Tompkins or Dobson all year.
No, I think Dobson's going to have a big game. That's my prediction on that.
That'd be nice. They could use one. Yeah. He could use one of those. You know, Tompkins has the big plays in Atlanta and then last week. I think Dobson could sort of use a breakout calling card type play or game.
Yeah, and I've agreed with everything that's said that, Gronk being out has allowed these guys to grow. And if he was in, it'd probably be just like always, Brady shutting out these young guys. So it has worked out good.
Yeah, I think in a weird way, it's one of the positives of all this. I mean, if you're looking for a positive of losing Rob Gronkowski for 6 weeks, maybe it is forcing Tom Brady to work with those guys. We got a lot of stuff we got to get to coming up here. We have to get to our keys to the game, which will be coming up next. Also have some emails we'll be reading, and we'll check in with the Poll Center as well. All of that's coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pregame Social.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pregame Social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
You've waited all week for it.
No, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart getting ready for Patriots-Jets this afternoon in Week 7. And it's time to get Andy and Paul's keys to the game, keys to a Patriots victory. What do you guys got this week? What are you feeling?
I think it's very simple, and it's on paper, and it's turnovers. I mean, Jets minus 11, Patriots plus 5. Patriots, as Eric Allen said, 33 straight games where they forced a turnover. They forced 4 in the first meeting, 3 picks for Geno Smith. The Jets don't force turnovers, only have 3. And according to Eric Allen, they're not even close. You know, I thought maybe he would list like 5 or 6 that, you know, could have. He basically is saying they're not really even that close to a lot of turnovers on defense. As long as the Patriots don't get their ass kicked somehow in the turnover battle here, I think the Patriots will win, and I think that's the key.
I agree that that is the overwhelming key to the game. If the Jets do not turn the ball over, I expect this to be a very competitive game. However, I think the Jets will turn it over a little bit. To pick another element to talk about here, And I think Eric also alluded to this when he talked to us.
That Eric, much better than our Eric.
Yes, the Jets are going to try to run the football. And he talked about the numbers, and this is something that Andy and I, Beadle, argued with Fred Kirsch about a little bit during the course of the week. You know, about how much, you know, there was no drop-off, you know, with no Vince and Tommy Kelly, and there was a drop-off. There has been the last 2 weeks. The opponent has rushed for well over 100 yards the last 2 weeks. Andre Neblett's a guy that came back this week. I'm not surprised to see him active in this game because they need another interior defensive lineman. Chris Jones, to me, has played really, really well. Strikes me as more of a penetrator, a guy who's, you know, maybe going to get some pressure penetrator.
Oh, okay.
You know, some pressure on the passer.
Guys like penetration.
I wouldn't be surprised to see some Neblett today. And
is his key to the game Andre Neblett?
No, my key to the game is...
Boy, I'm not really feeling good about this Patriots team anymore.
My key to the game is stopping the run.
What day did Neblett get here?
My key to the game is stopping the run without Vince Wilfork, without Tommy Kelly, and without Gerard Mayo. So you're going to have to do something here. I know we can just cavalierly ignore all the losses on defense.
Well, it's easier that way.
Or we can yeah, use it as
we can use it as our
secondary key. But you're illustrating my point. You have guys who just got here that I think are going to be asked to play and might have to play well if the Jets can get, you know, protect the ball and then they're able to run the ball. All of a sudden, you shorten the game and you get it a muck. Well, what does it become, Andy? A rock fight.
Rock fight.
You don't want to be in a rock fight.
No one likes a rock fight.
But if you have
the only people that like rock fights are Mike Felger and Tony Maserati. Because why, Beadle?
Because they're stupid.
Offense.
S-T-O.
Offense is what, Beadle?
Offense is bad.
Do I have to lead you to water?
Offense is bad.
And,
I'm sorry.
And make you drink?
Well, he's still trying to digest your key to the game being Andre
Run stopping. My key to the game is stopping the run, Andy. Listen.
He hates when I take it and twist it a little bit. Yeah. Really annoys
him. Yeah, it's great. Let's go to the poll center. You guys ready for a poll? Yeah. Got your keys to the game?
I got a poll.
Wow. What does that mean?
He's angry. I mean, first he got done telling us that Chris Jones was Warren Sapp. He's a penetrating defensive tackle.
Yeah, I mentioned Warren Sapp came up. Did you not hear that?
You know, when you're talking about penetrators, I think Warren Sapp.
How many times a week do you have to work with him?
Way too many.
Let's go to the poll center. And it relates to Rob Gronkowski.
Are you going to run over there?
Making his return. Run over where?
To the poll center.
No, I'm going to do it from this seat, if you don't mind.
Poll center, very empty and cold.
How many catches do you expect from Rob Gronkowski today?
Five.
Eight.
Well, these are your options. Less than five. 5 to 7.
5 to 7.
7 to 10.
7 to 10.
10 or more.
Now, do you want to know the yardage? 130. Do you want to know the touchdowns? 2.
The only thing I agree with on Andy is of a possibility is 2 touchdowns.
Okay, I'm going to go with the I'm going to go with the 5. I agree with that. So we'd be in the majority because 55% have answered 5 to 7.
They are right.
That
They're
is
wrong,
the leader.
But it's okay.
7 to 10 came up with 9% today.
That's yeah,
so people being
be
very very realistic about Gronk's return here to the Patriots. And you can get to those polls at facebook.com/New England Patriots. You can also listen to this very program every week.
Yes.
On the Facebook page. You can get the stream right there. So make sure you go to the poll center and answer the polls at facebook.com/New England Patriots.
Did you guys happen to notice that? You know how Gronk was dominating on the practice field previously?
Yes.
Well,
shorts.
He even took
yes.
it up a notch this week. Did you notice that?
Was Mike Reese was reporting. Again?
He was even more active and more dominant this week, leading some players to think that indeed, as of at least Wednesday, this was the week he was coming back. They didn't have to wait for Drew Rosenhaus or the body armor video. So while he was dominant, whatever is above dominant,
I mean, he wasn't on the scout team this week?
I don't know, but he was even more dominant
even,
than dominant.
But even more active was the first thing you said. So does that mean he wasn't on the scout team?
No idea. I don't know. Who played Jeff Cumberland then?
Because if someone told me last week, if someone told me last Wednesday that he was serving as Jimmy Graham in the scout, I would have assumed that he's not playing this week.
I would not necessarily
I would have
have.
Assumed that.
Because they've done that a lot over the years, where if there's a really dominant, great player, they take the absolute closest, best option.
Yeah,
and
not an injured player, though. I would have been very surprised.
You're under the premise he's been injured from, you know, the past X number of weeks.
That's correct, because he hasn't played the last 6 of those weeks.
Yes, but I don't necessarily believe that to mean he's injured.
Okay.
We do have open lines for you at 855-PASS-500.
Oh, we have a scandal.
Scandal.
No, I just was going with the reports that the team cleared him to play.
Sunday on a scandalo. Andy Hart will say that.
I don't think it's a scandal.
Rob
really.
Gronkowski is not injured, despite missing the last 6 games.
Well, I mean, that was pretty much all the reports, wasn't it? It's been cleared by
know.
The doctor.
James Andrews said he wasn't cleared.
Yeah, James Andrews was a consultant.
He's employed.
855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Web radio at patriots.com.
And according
he's
to
definitely
reports,
not in between jobs. He's definitely employed.
Well, he's in between jobs because he has more jobs than anybody I know. I mean, anytime there's any question about health, James Andrews pops up.
He is the best.
The email. I mean,
he's considered the best. Whether he is the best or not is probably not unfair.
That would be a scandal, because everybody thinks he's the best. I've never heard like anyone. And
all of a sudden, he's a quack.
No, if you found out, like you go to like some orthopedic convention where the best really are, and they're like, he's a hack. He's just a showboating.
All you have to do is pay him more money,
right?
And he'll tell you whatever
that
you want to
hear. Wouldn't that be a tremendous story? Now that would be a story.
That's Escándalo 2, starring Andy Hart and James Andrews.
Do I have to do the whole show in Spanish?
Yes. Yes.
Or not the game. James Andres. How do you say James?
Jaime.
Is it Jaime?
Jaime.
I don't know. It's 1-800
oh, Yama
Jim on the TV.
No, Diego. Diego is James.
Okay. El Doctor Diego Andres.
That's not bad, but it's actually terrible. Web radio at patriots.com.
It's not bad, but it's actually terrible.
Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Here's an email from Al in Italy.
Oh, Christ.
Al writes,
love you, Al.
I really would like to call, but the toll-free number from Italy not working at this moment.
Well, I don't even have a toll-free number from Italy listed, so I don't even know what you're calling at.
So that's not a functioning number, Al. You got to cut.
What if he just tries one of the other countries?
I don't think that's going to work.
So either way, I'll give
España.
Out. I'm going to give out.
But he could call international and pay the price and call 508-298-0398.
Or he could try
could
the Ukraine
that.
Number, which is 0800-502749. For Andrew in Ukraine, if you want to give us a call, yeah. I would like a Ukrainian listener to call in right now.
So, Al, if you want to make a...
What do you have for him, Andy? Order before midnight tomorrow.
You call in right now. I promise a Mark the Beetle Bertrand 98.5 t-shirt will be shipped direct to the Ukraine.
Doubtful.
Why?
That's expensive shipping.
All right. If you ever come here, he'll
Dickman
hand it to you.
Let's continue with
you
this email.
You have to pay that?
Let's continue with this email. Anyway, I have a lot of doubts about Hightower handling the communication.
Why?
Every time I look at him, he seems like he doesn't know what to do and where to go. Could this be a problem more than missing Mayo as a tackling machine? As always, less Andy, more Paul.
It could
That's right,
be.
Al.
I don't expect it to be, but it certainly could be.
I don't expect the communication itself to be an issue.
If that breaks down, I think they're in trouble.
Well, I think that's something he's used to doing. And,
right.
I, you know, it's not like you're putting a guy, fish out of water, where he's not used to taking those signals from the sideline and relay them to the huddle. I think that part of it will be okay.
He did it at Bama in front of bigger crowds in arguably bigger games with no headset.
In games of more importance,
no
by the way.
Well, you actually had to learn
things. In
the
SEC, you lose a game in this trouble.
But he had no headset. How hard is it? Matt Patricia says we're going to blah, and you go blah. You just regurgitate it. Now, if the headset goes out for some reason, okay. But, I mean, the guy has done a more difficult job previous to this. I don't have any reason to believe he's going to fall on his face.
Al the mailman says Tom Brady is has the highest winning percentage of any quarterback that ever played the game. To me, it means the greatest quarterback that has ever played the game. He made a star out of Tompkins last week. This will be a coming out party for the Patriots receivers this week. His prediction for a score, 34-10 today.
I don't expect it, but that'd be fun.
Another email coming in from Tony in Boston. Hey guys, obviously it's great to have Gronk back, but I still have a lot of issues with the drops from the rest of the receivers. Gronk will help the other guys get open, but he can't help them catch the ball. It's funny watching the college games yesterday and saying, wow, these guys catch every pass, and on Sundays we continuously see balls being dropped.
Well, wait a minute. According to Aaron Dobson's fans, he caught every pass when he was in college,
too. Did you see the kid that from Stanford?
Yes.
Made that was a ridiculous catch.
Yes.
Tony continues to write.
So does Rob Gronkowski's girlfriend say, my husband cannot get you open and catch it too?
I just don't think the receivers being young is an excuse
I don't know why
for
she's
the drops.
BB Jones, I don't know her accent.
They seem to know where to go most of the time, which is great for how young they are, but they have to catch the ball.
Now you've officially lost control of your.
I'm just not paying attention to you.
See, this is what Scott did a much better job at last week than you. He just completely ignored us.
Yeah, I just ignore you. What, he did a better job of what? Like trying to get you to stop?
And... Oh, yeah, he wouldn't even break stride. He would just keep on talking.
Oh.
And then Andy and I would look at each other, huh? Oh, well.
I guess he doesn't want to play.
So that's Tony in Boston. Joe writes in, this was on the earlier discussion of pink hats, which I don't know where it really came from. Andy was very
one of those things that Andy gets stuck in his craw, and it's coming out, baby.
Andy got off to a little bit of a rough start today on the show, but Joe writes, I don't believe pink hat means anything to anyone other than the Boston media.
Well, that's what it's for.
It's a derogatory term used by the Boston media to describe who they believe are somehow or some way a lesser fan.
Exactly.
Right. I think that's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
That's what we use it
and
for.
And it's not nice. And I think it's accurate.
I think it's extremely accurate.
Except I know
I don't.
Tons of people that use the term and are nowhere near related to being anything to do with the media. I think it's a pretty common
term. Oh, yeah. It's a common term.
It's a common term, but it was definitely...
It's a media creation.
Tony Maserati the first guy to use that.
Maserati created the word.
And it's an industry term. I don't think if I said to my mother or my wife, they would really get it. It's sports talk radio. It's sports talk radio callers, who I kind of consider part of the industry. And teams, I think, use it. I think people in our business. But I don't think the general public uses it a lot.
No. I think that your impression of it and my impression of it are different.
Yes.
I think Andy's interpretation of it is slightly off. I'm with Paul on that.
That's probably because Andy is slightly off.
See, I'm a little bit more open-minded. I just said that his impression of it and my impression were different. I didn't say his was off.
Yeah.
Dude. Different. Yeah.
They're different.
That's a nice way of saying you're wrong, I'm right.
No,
it's different interpretations.
It's actually not.
Agree to disagree.
Zach Garifalakis or whatever he's a little off.
Well, that's Andy.
I'm not supposed to be here.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number here on the program.
Oh, I'll give out another one.
Patriots pregame social, web radio at patriots.com, 855-PATS-500. And here's an international number from Andy.
In France, if you don't shave your armpits, you can call 0800912384 while you're running from controversy.
Running from controversy?
Yeah, aren't friends like, isn't that what they're known for? Running away from conflict and controversy?
Oh, no, I just didn't get the reference. I'm sorry. It's good that you explained it.
Well, you're not quite as worldly as I am. We got a phone call.
Oh, I wonder if it's from France.
Or Ukraine. I gave that one out earlier. Andrew might still be sleeping, though. He's the only guy I know in the Ukraine.
Here's an international email.
Oh, nice.
International email from
Deck. International email?
Deck in England.
That's not really international.
He writes,
no.
We're big in England. I consider them part of the family. We're the New England Patriots. International's like the Ukraine.
Deck writes, hey, gents, love the show. I've been a listener since 2009. I never miss a PFW or pregame social.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your loyalty.
He then continues with, I can't listen to the playbook, though, because Eric is a total DB. I'm going to clean that up for him.
Douchebag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My fiance and I are huge Patriots fans. We saw the Wembley game last year and even managed to see Gronk spike the mic on stage at the fan rally.
Well, that was awesome.
Anyway, I know you guys don't like fantasy football, but I'm going up against my fiance this week. This is an in-house battle right here. And she has both Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski on her team. So she's looking for a heads up as to whether he'll play today. And I'm stuck hoping the Pats run for 300 yards and Ridley has a career day.
No.
As always, keep up the great work. Tell Fred to bring back the Veet for Men reviews?
Yes, Veet.
Okay.
Pats. Hair remover.
Deck in England. So obviously we know Gronk is playing.
Deck, you're screwed. So Gronk's Deck, playing. He's going to score a touchdown, which means Brady's going to throw a touchdown, and the Patriots are not going to rush for 300 yards.
But he brings up Stephen Ridley, and this is why I wanted to read that email. It seemed like last week Stephen Ridley, did he reestablish himself or something? What happened with Stephen Ridley? Because I feel like he was a bigger part of things last week than he had been in previous weeks.
He was. He ran well.
Bill Belichick finally listened to me.
And listened to you. That was your idea?
I told you. I want 20 carries from Ridley, and I wanted to leave on Jimmy Graham.
Well, he's clearly the best back they have. I mean, it's not even close in my mind.
I would agree with that.
I would agree.
So,
I mean, he also has the best resume, given the fact that a year ago he was 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns. So he's the best back.
I think he's a far better ball carrier than either Blunt or Bolden.
Except when he's not carrying the ball. You know, when he drops it.
Okay, well, Blunt fumbles a lot, too.
Yeah, I know. Just saying.
So that makes him far better than Blunt.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's far better.
I think he's far better.
I'm just talking about in the fumble issue. I think as a runner, I think he's far better.
Well, that's
and I still don't think he's far better than anybody because it still frustrates me that the guy can't hit a big run. I don't understand how you can break free and look so like The burst he has from 5 yards deep to like 7 yards on the other side of line of scrimmage looks impressive. So how come he can't extend that burst to like jet off and turn it into a big play? It somewhat flummoxes me.
Flummoxes him.
Yeah, you've used a lot of big words today.
Not sanguine.
Well, maybe not, but you've used a lot of big words on this show today. In fact, I don't like it.
Patriots in their white jerseys today.
Oh, good.
Blue pants.
Yeah, hashtag game
pants. You're late to the show. That Ben Volen tweeted that a long time
hashtag
ago.
Hashtag game pants right there. Yeah. So they get their white today. Very nice. Lance is in Maine today. What's up, Lance? How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Silver helmets, by the way.
Silver kind of international. I just got a couple of things. How good do you think the Patriots would have been if they hadn't cut Zach Sudfeld, or if they had cut Zach Sudfeld, put him on the practice roster, and brought him back with Gronkowski after a couple of weeks of practicing, getting better, getting to know the offense, getting to know the playbook and stuff like that? And my second question would be is how good do you think Ho'omanau'anui is? Because he's been doing pretty good in the absence of Gronkowski, and his name hasn't been getting called all that much.
I don't think the Sudfeld, I liked Sudfeld. He was a nice story, but I never had the opinion like my boss did that he was the next great tight end. That, I mean, he's a guy that had one good year in college, has injury issues, and the spot looked too big for him. Now, maybe that would have changed had he been on the practice squad and developed, but I don't think it's that big a deal. I think Gronk, when they get Gronk back, whether Sudfeld was here or not, that's the difference. That's when you go from struggling in the red zone to having one of the best weapons in football in the red zone.
And I thought the Who Man has done a nice job. He hasn't really had many opportunities as a pass catcher until last week, where I thought he had a great game in that department. But I think he's done what has been asked of him, and I think he's been fine. I think the tight end probably hasn't been featured enough, you know, with him during the course of the early part of the season. But I agree with Andy. To me, Sudfeld was a nice story. I liked him a lot. I was rooting for him, and I thought he showed some nice hands, but he didn't really separate a whole lot. Didn't seem to get open a whole lot during training camp and in some of those games. He made some really tough catches in traffic in the preseason, and I was excited about him, but I'm not surprised that that he's no longer here.
Is that all you got, Lance? You got anything else?
What do you think his impact would Sudfeld's impact be with the Jets?
I don't think he'll have much of an impact with the Jets.
Yeah, no.
Very little.
He bumps up a little bit with the Winslow suspension, but, I mean, Cumberland is clearly their young guy. I don't expect any big things from him except maybe a turnover.
And evidently the Jets have tried to lean on him a little bit in terms of intel. There was a story I saw from Rich Cimini that mentioned that they have sort of pumped him a little bit for information. Now, I don't know what that's going to be. Sudfeld hasn't been here for a couple of weeks now, so the Patriots are so game plan oriented. I'm not sure they're going to know. And, with Gronkowski back, the game plan is probably a lot different than it would have been, before he was active.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Bill Berry writes in, Mark with a C, Andy and Paul. Here's an over under game that Bill wants us to play.
All right.
How often will CBS mention or re-air the butt fumble? Over under at 9.5.
Under.
I'm taking the under.
I'll say under.
Under.
Yes, if this was an ESPN game, they'd play it constantly.
Yep.
That's ESPN.
Fox during recaps of the game. One and a half.
Fox during what?
Yeah, I don't know. He's switching over to Fox here.
Fox during recaps of the game. I like I said, ESPN is the place to go for that.
Yeah. NBC, when they have their program tonight, 2.5. These seem high.
I'd say it won't be mentioned at all. I mean, Sanchez isn't playing, and I think ESPN grabbed onto that for their whole player of the week. It was the not plays of the week for how many consecutive weeks. To me, it's an ESPN thing.
Here's
unless a play somehow eerily similar comes up in this game.
Here's two over-unders not related to the butt fumble. How often will Zolak say unicorns and show ponies today instead of retiring it for something else nonsensical? Over-under at 1.5.
I'll take under.
I think he'll say it.
I think he'll say it too. I think it goes over. I'm taking the one on that. And here's
certainly if it ends up being a close game and the Patriots make a big play again, I can almost make it a lock that he'd say it again.
Here's a number here on Rob Gronkowski snap count, 35.5.
Over.
I'll take the over.
Okay.
If it's the under, I'm not feeling so good.
All right.
So in general.
If it's the under, your eight catches are probably
will be tough. But
eight
I'm
catches
saying,
on 20 snaps.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's a good ratio now.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number, and the email address is webradio@patriots.com. This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Coming up next, we will have the Sunday six-pack.
More Patriots talk coming up next after Paul and Beatles donut break.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Not available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
It's time for the six-pack. Pick some games. I gotta tell you, the record's here, gentlemen. I'm creeping up on Perillo.
Ever since I declared myself the victor, the win for the season, I haven't won a game since.
16-16 on the year, and even 500. I'm at 14-18.
And Andy.
Andy is 12-20 on the year.
Oh, only two games behind you.
12-20. So we need to get to the six games for today, which we'll do right now. Let's start with the one.
Wow. I could go 6-0.
I had the Patriots last week.
Under 500. I could have an impressive.
You could be perfect this
week. Did you pick the Patriots last week?
I can tell you right now. Let me take a look here. Let me take a look at this sheet.
Holy sheet.
Yeah. I picked New Orleans last week.
That's a lot of sheet. I was the only one that got that one right, and I still am losing.
Paul went 3-3 last week. Andy was
Paul
two
going leaping Lenny Puffle on us and getting the old.
I was the opposite. I got that pick right by myself, and I'm still losing.
I was 3-3 as well. Let's pick an NFC game here first to start. It's a Cleveland at Green Bay with Cleveland getting 10 points.
Can I stop you for a second? Jay Glazer on the Fox show. Von Miller put on 16 pounds of muscle. That is not something I would want up on the screen if I were Von Miller.
He got suspended for steroids and then put on 16 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Carry on, Beetle.
Let's carry on. Green Bay and Cleveland. Green Bay favored by 10.
I'm going to take Green Bay in this game. That's a lot of points. I don't like it. But Cleveland, to me, is offensively challenged going on the road to play in Lambeau. I'm a little worried about the Packers' injury situation, but I'm going to lay the points.
I'm going to take Cleveland in this one.
I'm going to take the Packers. I can't take Cleveland's offense.
Okay. So
I can't take Cleveland's offense.
Fair enough. Let's
take
go
it, please.
Let's move to the AFC.
What you think of their execution? I was all for it.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh with Pittsburgh favored by 2 in this game.
I'm going to take the Steelers to make it 2 in a row.
I'm going to take the Steelers as well.
I'm going to take Baltimore because I was leaning towards Baltimore, and the fact that you didn't take them gives me a chance to make up a game on you.
There you go. Way to go against the grain.
That's not really fair.
It's smart strategy is what it is.
But it's not fair. Is it?
It's completely fair.
I was legitimately leaning towards them, and you guys gave me the reason to put it over the top.
Quick, can you name Houston's starting quarterback?
Yeah.
Case Keenum.
Yes, Case Keenum.
Good job. That's a good job. Well, today, they're at Kansas City with the Chiefs favored by 6.5, 4:25 start today.
I think Justin Houston in that defense is going to eat Case Keenum alive, and I will take the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs as well.
I will take the Chiefs.
All right, it's unanimous. Unanimous for Kansas City. In the division, Miami taking on the Bills in Miami today. Dolphins, Bills. With Miami being the favorite in this one by 7.5 points.
A half point killing me.
7.5.
I will lay it anyway. I will take Miami. I thought that was going to be a 7-point spread I was going to feel more comfortable with, but I will lay the extra half.
I'm taking Miami as well. So what's that mean for
Andy?
Can
I buy the half point? No.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm not leaning towards the Bills, so I can't take the Bills. I will take Miami.
Okay.
Wow, okay. So we're unanimous.
I have morals.
Well, there's not going to be much ground for you to make up. If you
Andy
keep,
Hart has morals.
Keep agreeing.
It's a long season. I don't need to make it up all in one stretch here.
Big game tonight.
You're going to have to start doing that soon.
Shut your pie hole.
The Sunday night game in Indianapolis, Peyton Manning making his return to Indy with his new team. the Broncos, who are favored by 6.5 points, and I am taking them to cover that 6.5.
I will take him as well.
Broncos big.
Too much offense.
Wow, this is not good for you, Andy. You're not going to be able to make up.
Hey, listen, you're two freaking games ahead of me. Don't act like you're way ahead.
Hey, you took a solid strategy move with Baltimore, and you've done nothing since. That would indicate that you are really trying to fight back in this thing.
I am how many games behind, Paul? 8?
4.
Oh, I'm only 4? There's a whole season ahead of me.
If it was actual standings, you would be 8 games back.
No, be 4 games back. He has 12 losses, right?
Yeah.
And I have 16 losses. I think that's what you said. That's 4 games.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I can make up 4 games over the next.
I love when
12
when,
games.
When you have the, you know, you're talking left. To the guy 10. And you give him like a tricky fact, and well, all right. Like, you know, as if to say like, oh, if you want to look at it that way. No, that's the only way to look at it.
You're right. No, it is. It's 4 games. Why was I looking? I was looking at that.
Because
the
wrong he's way. 8 games under 500 and I'm 500.
Sorry.
That's 4 games.
Right. Gotcha.
Last guy would have got that right.
Wouldn't have taken 5 minutes either.
You can call him. I mean, maybe he'll come back next weekend.
Sudi, where are you?
Give him a call.
I don't think he's interested in coming back to work.
No, I don't think it went well.
Nor am I, but I still show up. Final game of the week is obviously the game that we are here and talking about today, and that is the Patriots taking on the Jets in New Jersey. And the Patriots are a 3.5-point favorite on the road today. And I'm taking them to cover that 3.5.
I work for the Patriots, and I'm a homer, so I'm going to take the Patriots.
I work for the Patriots. I'm not a homer, but I'm still going to take the Patriots because I think they're the better football team. And I always get into these little mini QB debates in my head, and when I say Geno Smith or Tom Brady, seems like a pretty easy decision.
Okay, so there's the Sunday six-pack.
You took the Patriots, too?
I took the Patriots as well.
So I made up one game on you guys, or two?
So we had the same
maybe
picks,
one.
Except for the first two games, right? We have some differences in the first two games.
Yeah, we disagreed, Paul, on the Green Bay-Cleveland game. I took Cleveland. I was the lone person to do that. And I think that's the only one we disagreed on.
Well, then Baltimore for Andy.
Yeah. So the other four games,
all three of us were the same.
Might be able to make up some ground this week. We'll see what happens.
Could be a tie next week. It couldn't be.
855. All right,
we've spent enough time on the picks. Let's move on.
That's 500. Enough time on the picks.
Let's talk
about the games. Talk about the football game. We'll be joined by Eric Scalvino from inside the press box at MetLife Stadium coming up in just a few minutes. So as we stand by for him, do want to get to more.
We know it's great weather, and we know that the Jets are wearing green and the Patriots are wearing white, so I'm not sure what we're going to get from Eric.
So, Paul, you gave us your key to the game with it being Andre Neblett and stuff in the run. Give me a wild card, under-the-radar type angle to this game.
Warren Sapp's on the outside.
Wild card under the radar type, I will say Stephen Hill. Stephen Hill can get free and make 4 catches for 100 yards. You know, with no Tlaib and maybe a banged up, compromised Alphonso Dennard. You know, maybe. I mean, it's wild card because I guess I'm saying I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it could happen because Hill is an athletic, fast, outside wideout that might be able to exploit, a secondary that's at less than 100%.
Do you have any fear, along with those lines, that, you know, the pre-Tlaib Patriots secondary used to give up 20-yard plays, you know, what was the word Bill used for the rate? It was, he used a really, like, negative word, but it was a historic rate, and then it kind of
slowed
down.
Couldn't get any worse was the end of whatever he used for a term. He said it couldn't be any worse.
Any chance of that he is like the reason, the whole trickle-down effect and the taking the best weapon and all that, and all of a sudden we're back to the big plays?
And last week we saw some of those after Tlaib left, by the way. I mean, everybody likes to say they didn't miss a beat. Well, they gave up 20 points in the second half after he left last week.
Well, that's because they didn't have Andre Neblett and they were running the ball down their throats. Neblett's back.
Nebby. Webradio at Patriots.com is where you send the
emails. Are you worried about the tackles?
No.
You know, not worried about the Solder-Wilkerson matchup?
Well, I think that Wilkerson's a good player. I would expect him to make some plays, and I'd expect, you know, Solder and Vollmer to handle him at other
Brady
times.
Only got hit once in the first game,
yeah,
which is a
nice
showing.
I'm not necessarily worried about the Jets' pass rush. I'm worried that those guys are good players, and they take
the
run
away.
So
last week was an aberration, Brady getting knocked around a little bit, getting 5 sacks.
Oh, no, I just don't think this team is a team that gets after the passer very much.
Well, they got 20 sacks. That's a decent number.
They have that many sacks?
20 sacks, and they have 6 different guys with 2.5 or more, I believe.
I stand corrected. Maybe they
sort
do a better
Rex
job
Ryan
than I thought.
Way of, you know, the Rex Ryan. They don't have any great pass rushers, but he's got guys that he's gotten to the quarterback in some form or fashion.
Then that's a sort of a wild card under the radar fact, key to the game, you know, protection. I didn't think of it as being that big. I didn't realize the Jets had that many sacks. Maybe I should start doing some research when I did the previews.
Something like that.
I can make fun of myself, Beetle. And rather than saying, yeah, I guess you could look at it that way, Sheldon. I guess I could. Muhammad Wilkerson, I could see it. Yeah, he's a good player.
According to Jeff Howe, Gronkowski, Dobson, Colley, Ridley, Devlin are the skill players on the first 11-on-11 rep in warmups.
That's exciting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring information.
Now Eric has just totally been rendered useless.
Now?
Let's read this email from Brian, who's upset with us. He's not happy. I think he's upset with Andy, to be honest with you.
Oh, who isn't?
It's okay. They can be upset with us.
Brian says, don't stray into things you know nothing about, guys.
What do I know nothing about?
Zach Galifianakis' roles in movies and his comedic acts are just that, acts. In reality, he's a very humble and quiet person who lives on a farm with his wife.
Hey, douchebag, I was referencing the character.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't take a shot at Zach Galifianakis.
His character. I said, Zach Galifianakis, however the hell you say his name's character.
I didn't remember you taking a shot
Who's
at
this dumbass? He didn't.
Who's this dumbass?
I just already deleted it. Brian Murphy.
Nice job, Brian. Anybody takes a shot at Andy is okay with
me. Go find that infomercial on TV that has that little vacuum that sucks the wax out of your ears. Call it, order it, and use it because you clearly can't listen. You have a problem.
I heard they don't work.
Chris Ferreira, our webmaster donkey, bought one and it doesn't work.
Speaking of Chris Ferreira, he just sent over the latest poll numbers. Out of these players, let's go to the poll center. Check in with the polls. Facebook.com/New England Patriots. Out of these players, who does the burden fall on most to lead the defense today? And here are your options. A, Dante Hightower.
Devin McCourty.
B, Chandler Jones.
Devin McCourty.
C, Devin McCourty. Or D, Brandon Spikes.
What does lead mean?
Do we need to give you the definition of lead?
Well, I'm just saying,
be a leader?
Like, in the actual definition.
Help others, lead others.
Yeah. Well, then I think it's Hightower.
To a common goal.
Because if it's like making plays, then I don't necessarily think it's Hightower.
If it's making plays, I'm going with like Chandler Jones, Ninkovic, you know, those guys up front.
I'm
going
to go
even, or even Spikes.
You tell me it's about playmaking and making plays, which are the same thing. I said it twice. I'd say Chandler Jones.
Yeah.
Well, in the sense of leading and communication, I think how is the answer not Dante Hightower?
See, I think it's McCourty.
I mean, the green dot actually says he has to do it.
He has to. It's mandated.
If he doesn't regurgitate what Matt Patricia calls him, it's going to be chaos.
Yeah, and that's where I think it begins and ends with Hightower. He's regurgitating what he's being told on the sideline. I think the guys that are, more experienced in terms of the nuances of what's happening out there, a guy like McCourty, I think, is going to be asked to do more in terms of communication. In terms of getting the signals in from the sideline, yeah, it's Hightower.
Well, in the calls and the adjustments.
Here's how it's going.
That's where I'm looking for a guy like McCourty.
Yeah, but he's not making all those. The safety's not making the adjustments up front. Hightower has to be involved there.
Then I'm worried.
Andre Neblett's in the wrong place when he's getting ready to dominate a game. It's going to be Hightower that has to.
Dante Hightower in the lead, 44%. Chandler Jones, 19%. Devin McCourty was second, 31%. And Brandon Spikes came in a distant fourth.
We should mention
at
that.
6%.
Aforementioned Devin McCourty and Rob Ninkovich, now captains. We're
correct.
Given the fact that Mayo and Wilfork are on IR, those guys,
I was going to say,
now have the C on their jersey.
I was relieved to find out because, it was a little up in the air as to whether or not they were going to do something like that because they didn't know if that was the right thing
to do.
That's
true.
So I was a little concerned about that. And evidently, Bill Belichick has decided that with his actions, that if they thought that was the right thing to do. So congratulations to Ninkovich and McCourty.
Especially Ninkovich.
I mean, I think it's the right thing to do, don't you?
Yeah, Bill was not sure about that. He made a comment. They asked him if he felt it necessary to name captains with two captains on IR, and he said if we thought it was the right thing to do, or something along those lines.
Well, it ended up being the right thing to do.
Well, not necessarily.
Let's go to Eric Scalvino, who's been waiting patiently. I was unaware that he was on the line, but he has been waiting patiently to speak with us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It's time to go inside the press box.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalvino.
Eric Scalvino joins us from inside the press box at MetLife Stadium. Eric, I hope you weren't on the line long enough to hear all the shots Andy took at you.
No, I wasn't on that long, but I can imagine what was being said.
Wait, normally I think that would be accurate, but today I'm not sure I said anything about
it. Andy just did like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, he's fibbing. Eric, more importantly.
When he said, useless now? Remember that whole comment?
Little things
like that. Yeah.
Eric.
He did take a shot at
me. We know the story. What are you seeing? Gronk, he's got a big black pad on his arm. What else is going on with Gronk?
He does. Well, here's why I don't like to take pregame warmups too seriously. Gronk was out there with the first team on offense when the team O and D got together, but so was Austin Collie. And I am going to bet you any amount of money that Austin Collie does not start in this game. So,
how much you got in your pocket?
I got my per diem from
this
trip.
All right.
Paul and Eric with a bet right now. Boom, for per diem.
I'll buy you lunch on Tuesday. How's that sound?
Okay. So you're saying Austin Collie is going
to
start?
Well, I think that just to make it fun, I don't think that that's completely out of the question. I think he could start.
Well, I know. It's just that a lot of times we see things in pregame warmups that never happen on the field. And, you know, the fact that Austin Collie is lining up with Gronk on first team doesn't give me too much hope that we're going to see Gronk at the start.
I am very excited about the first play of this game now. Very excited to watch how that unfolds. Elsewhere, Eric, flip it. Yes, I want to see the Aqib Talib-less defense and how it looks.
Yeah. Aqib Talib-less and Jerod Mayo-less. So in their places, we have Kyle Anakin on the right and the sort of gimpy Alfonso Dennard on the left. And was watching him in pregame warmups, treating that, kept sort of reaching back for the hamstring area on his right leg. And looked like he was being a little bit ginger. You know, when they do the Carioca drill and they kick that knee really high as they're turning it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he was going, you know, high kicking with the left, it was really strong, pronounced high kick. When he was going with the right, it was really low, slower, and a little bit softer. And then he kept reaching back for it, kept stretching it, trying to move around with it. So, and this is a guy who has had hamstring injuries in the past, not necessarily this year, but something to keep in mind as he's playing throughout this afternoon, whether or not that is able to hold up for the next 3 hours. Jamie Collins was taking the reps in the team warm-ups where Jerod Mayo usually would be, but Dante Hightower, as you guys I'm sure have talked about, with the green dot,
right,
clearly the guy in charge in defense and looking like he was taking a more active role than I've seen him in the past as far as like trying to motivate the troops on that side of the ball.
Now, how closely did you watch Rob Gronkowski? I'm guessing pretty closely based on the tweets from you and everyone else. But,
yeah,
you know, any apparent limitations, anything that you noticed that stood out?
Well, a couple of things. One, when he would, you know, when the tight ends get down in their three-point stance and work on their blocking, you know, push off at the snap for the run block and then backing up in the pass protection mode, he didn't really use his left arm in the blocking, kind of like what we saw last year, the regular season finale against Miami in warmups. When not quite that bad when he was actually hiding that arm, but he wasn't really using it full out.
That's not
so
good.
That just gave me a little bit of pause right there. And then he did a little, you know, they ran like a little like 5 yard out pattern to get started warming up. And for some reason, Julian Edelman was like sort of shadowing, playing like a defensive back. And went to sort of swipe at the ball and ended up swiping at Gronkowski's left arm. Now, obviously,
was he shot on sight?
No, but it was just kind of like one of those things where I think it was just instinctive. And then, you know, Gronk didn't really like, you know,
my bad,
or anything, but just one of those things where like the less contact he can absorb from his own team, the better, I think.
Well, it was sort of like Fred Kirsch's prediction that Gronk and Amendola were going to collide on the first game that they returned, yeah, and both were going to be out for the year or something. I mean, Edelman's not too far from the brittle guy himself,
no.
So.
No, not at all. That's the last thing we need.
Have you, this is a totally random question, and I have seen nothing on Twitter. I was just wondering, any chance you've seen Drew Rosenhaus over the last day or so?
No.
Okay, because I wouldn't be stunned if he happened to pop up at this game just because of the whole camp and circus and everything that's gone on.
Have you seen any strange camera crews?
But you know what? I would find it hard to believe that either the head coach or anyone else in the front office or the football operations had to be very happy with the way the announcement was rolled out the other day. I mean, unless they gave them the green light to do it, but I don't know. Something tells me that didn't go over too well.
Did you order a T-shirt yet, Eric?
What, a Gronk Nation T-shirt?
Yeah, well, no, he has a specific T-shirt for his return that says, look who's back.
And they were pimping it today off the Gronk Nation account.
Yeah.
Now, is that on the front or is it on the back?
That's on the front. It's on the front.
Oh, that's kind of ironic. Look who's back, and it's on the front.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, right. So yeah, no, I have not seen Drew Rosenhaus though, but I don't know. That just seems a little. That seemed like it was a little too much me, and not enough team. If you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. There's no I in team.
Oh, I hear you.
But there is an I in Gronkowski.
Yeah, sure is.
Actually ends in, it's the last thing you see. anything else that has stood out so far from pregame warmups, maybe even on the Jets side? They obviously have some banged up players in their secondary. Just wondering any other last minute notes from MetLife?
No, well, one thing that Fred Kirsch and I were just talking about a few minutes ago. You remember a couple years ago when the Jets claimed Kevin O'Connell after he was let go from the Patriots. And
yep.
In the first game thereafter, Kevin O'Connell was one of the captains to come up with a coin toss. Wouldn't surprise me today, and Fred was asking me this earlier, if we saw Zach Sudfeld either go out for the coin toss or have like a pass thrown his way on the first play that the Jets have, or get involved somehow in his return. There was actually those four gigantic video boards here at MetLife Stadium, and one of the messages they kept replaying over and over was, did you know the Jets claimed tight end Zach Sudfeld, who was with the Patriots just a couple of weeks ago? I kept playing that over and over. So that was just keep an eye out for number 44 in green today.
Okay. Now, Eric, before we let you go, obviously this is a big game, Jets-Patriots, big for you. We expect some good notebooks out of you, analysis on the web. So I was wondering if you took Rex Ryan's advice and abstained from having sex last night.
So there you go, Mark, right?
Because well, yeah. You should be well-rested, I'm guessing.
Sure, yeah.
All right, Eric, we'll talk to you later.
All right,
Eric, thanks, man.
We'll see you.
Talk to you soon. Eric Scalavino joining us inside the press box.
You're an evil man.
Eric should be the freshest guy on the planet.
You're just a
that's unreal.
You're just a bad all-around person.
Yeah, you're just not a good guy.
Okay. You're not good.
Okay. You might be funny at times, but you're not a good guy.
That was funny. That, you know, at times, that was a time that he was funny.
Even if it's just Eric over analyzing Gronk, any concern based on what he just told us that he may have been a little shy or even got a little annoyed when a guy touched his arm or even the fact that he has the big black thing on it?
More so the blocking. You know, he said he was sort of not using the left arm to block. That would concern me a little bit. And in terms of the cast, everybody's saying he's got a he's not a cast, but he's got a big wrap on the arm.
He's hiding something in it, by the way.
Yeah, he has a foreign object in it, according to Fred Kirsch.
This is wrestling circa the 80s.
But let's go back to practice, okay? There was a lot made of how dominant he was at practice.
Yes.
Right? He did not have anything on it at practice.
That is true.
The B-roll they were showing us, he had his both wrists were taped, and that was it. The arms were bare, okay? So this is the difference between a game and a practice. Okay, he's planning on hitting today. He's planning on being physical today.
Well, is he?
Okay.
I don't know if he's planning on hitting. Somebody tapped him with
or getting hit at the very least. So,
especially
it's a little bit of concern to answer your question, a little bit.
The whole Tony Gonzalez thing where Patriots and Jets both beat the snot out of him.
And this is a guy who doesn't want to get physical right
now. Why wouldn't you try to get physical with him? And even the back too. I mean, I know the forearm is sort of at the forefront of everything, but the guy is a few months removed from back surgery. See what he can handle. See if he taps out.
It's pretty big too, and they're showing him on NFL Network the wrap on the arm,
black forearm brace.
Yeah.
Now is it a pad?
It's long,
thick.
I don't know. what's in the what kind of foreign object does he have in there?
I think they check that, Paul.
What's he hiding in there?
Oh yeah.
What's he hiding in there?
The officials check that.
Well, before our
official is our favorite.
Jerome Boger.
Oh, that's Holden.
Holden. 72.
Again, you might be funny, but you're not a good person. As we wrap things up on this show, what are your final thoughts heading into this game?
My final thoughts are I don't think it is going to play in line with the whole. Is it four in a row? The second time was big points. I don't think it's going to be that. They may score more than the first time, I'm hoping, because that was the ugliest bleeping football game I've ever seen. Part of that is aided by the fact that Clyde Gates is on IR. He was one of the ugliest players in said ugly game. But I still think this game is going to be, Bill said, that's what we expect, AFC East, dogfight. Paul calls it a rock game. I think it's going to be physical. I think you're going to see some errors. I think you're going to see some inconsistencies. I think Gronk's going to be the difference. I think Gronk wins this game for the Patriots. Gronk is the story of the day.
Yeah, it is four straight games. Andy's right that the second meeting was a lot more Patriots dominant than the first. I think that will continue, just not in terms of the 35-plus points. I think that the Jets turn the ball over too much, and the Patriots take it away very well. So I think that continues today. 26-13, I'm looking at for the Patriots to win this game with a little help from the Jets offense. Best thing that could come out of this game is we're talking about Rob Gronkowski next week, and will he be all set to go and 100% with no setbacks whatsoever this week? That's the best thing that can happen in this game.
All right, Patriots and Jets kicking off shortly down at MetLife Stadium. When it's all done down at MetLife Stadium, make sure you come right on back to Patriots.com for the Patriots post-game show. And we'll do it all again. I'll be back. We'll be talking about the game, breaking things down, looking at the return of Gronk. Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll talk again soon.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the New York Jets.
Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
28 seconds remaining. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side right. Pats lead by six. Snap to Fitzpatrick, looking over the middle. Fires to the right. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Devin McCourty.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pre-Game Social.